Fuker.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. This is hour number two of USAprepares.com. Frank Underhill's with me, CEO of UnderhillSecurities.com. Frank, I was mentioning previous hour that there was a challenge that I asked our class to consider on Friday. I was on the radio on the afternoon broadcast with Paulette Winatka. And here's what I said. How about this, class? You know, if you're thinking about getting prepared, if you want to know about the burn rate, if you want to see what it's really like to have to live in the survival mode, it's really simple. All you have to do is when you come home from work today, spend a half hour getting ready. Assume you have a warning, a one-half-hour warning that the power is going to go off. And what you do is get ready for whatever you need, and then you shut the breakers off for all the electrical circuits in your house, except for refrigeration, and except for those that are involved in life sustaining activity. So if someone's on some kind of a monitor, electrical monitor, or something like that, you turn off all those breakers, except for the ones that are for life support, life-saving, and for refrigeration. Then you put some tape across the door of your refrigerator so you're reminded not to open your refrigerator door. And then you put some tape across the faucet handles in your kitchen sink and your other sinks. And then you put some tape across the handle in your toilet. And then and all you do, you just do this for a few hours, till maybe 9 o'clock. So maybe 3 hours. And see what it's like, and what you like about it, and what you don't like about it. And write down all those things that you just flat out don't like. Now, there's no television, because the power's out, right? There's no VCR. There's no DVR. There's no water. There's no toilet. There's no electric stove. There's no microwave oven. There's no cell phone. Okay? So what's it going to be like? Now, if you have only an electric can opener, that's a problem, right? Because that's not going to work. So you're going to get a chance to see what life is going to be like in an emergency. And it doesn't cost anything. No one's going to grade you. You're going to grade yourself. You're going to see what you're prepared for. And when you look for that flashlight, does it have batteries? Are you going to waste those batteries? Are you just going to leave it running? Or are you going to say, you know, this is really a dumb idea because we really need this flashlight to see, so we're not going to leave it on all the time. We're going to just turn on for brief periods. Are you going to find some calcium lights that you had lying around? Do you have a kerosene lantern? Do you have a crank-up light? Do you what about a radio? How would you listen to the radio and find out what's going on? Well, maybe you figured out that you could go out to your car and turn on your car radio and see what's going on, because that would work for a while until that battery went dead or until you ran out of fuel. But it'd be a great, great little lesson on what it's going to be like if the grid goes down. And it'd only be a three-hour little experiment. And what we're going to talk about in the afternoon program at 3 o'clock at USA Prepares is the reaction of the results of those who took the challenge. Now, frankly, I don't think there are many people who are going to call and say, wow, was I shocked at what happened? I'll bet you very few people actually take that challenge. Why do I say that? Frank, I was at a meetup. Now, the meetups, you've been to a meetup, and you've been to one where we've had a couple hundred people in the restaurant, but typically we have about 110. And at one of our meetups, I said, you know, you guys have all been around with us for over a year or so. How about if we have this little challenge? And I explained the challenge, and I asked for volunteers to try this over the weekend and come back at the following meetup 1 week later and tell us what it was like. Well, how many people do you think tried, of all those that said, yeah, sure, I'll do it, how many actually did? Nobody. Nobody was willing to actually be inconvenienced enough to see what it's like so that they know what to be prepared for should the real thing happen. Isn't that amazing, Frank?
I'm not surprised. The adage goes, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. And I'm not surprised.
You can lead a horse to water, but you... I heard it differently. I heard you can lead a whore to culture, but you can't make her think.
Touché.
So, Frank, seriously, what happened was no one took up the challenge. So we're going to find out in this afternoon's radio broadcast if anyone, and, you know, the community is well over a million people in Springfield. It's a small community, but our reach is 97 counties worldwide on the Internet. A lot of people listen to us, and, you know, but I'll be shocked if five people actually tried that little experiment to see what it's really like. And it's frustrating because, you know, you go to turn on the faucet and you go, shoot, there's tape on there. That means I don't have any water. And then you go, and what happens, invariably, the first person uses the toilet, hits the flush, and then they go, oh, man, I can't believe I did that. Now we got no water in the toilet to flush because you do have one flush. You get one flush, and then if the water's not running, the toilet tank will not refill. And then what do you do for water? Now, how many of those people that took the half hour to prepare would say, I'll tell you what, I've got some empty 2-liter soda bottles, I'll rinse them out, and I'm going to fill them up with water because we're going to go 3 hours tonight, you know, or 4 hours from 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock without any electricity. What's that going to be like? And how many people are going to look for candles? And how many people keep their matches next to the candles? It seems simple to me. You have one of those fat, flat candles in your bathroom, you know, one that's the size of maybe a coffee cup, and right next to that you have a pack of matches. Why? So when it's dark, you don't have to look for the matches. They're right there. Or a kerosene lamp. We have them all over. Just a thought, and what about how many of you have a manual can opener, the kind you turn? How many of you have those compared to the electric can openers? Now, it's a lot of fun to just put the can under, hit the button, and that can opener just opens that can. But how many of you think that's going to work when the power's not running? Frank, do you have a manual or electric can openers? Or both.
I only know how to use a manual. Whenever you give me an electric can opener, I can't get that can to stick to the contraption.
Yeah. We have a pretty good, well-made one. It's probably 20 years old, and I think that's the way to go because it always works.
It always works. It doubles as a bottle opener.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And some bottles require a bottle opener still.
Or you can puncture the can with the end of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't have to open it, you can, you know, put a couple of slits, one for drinking, one let's say, yeah, no, electric. On the other hand, I could see, like, somebody with arthritis or can't use their hands using electric can opener. But, you know, it's like being in the middle of the ocean, here's a can of water, and it's all yours. How do you get to it?
Yeah, yeah. So, Frank, let's talk about gold prices. Do you think there's a technical rebound here?
I absolutely do. I'm still bullish. I've always have been. This is just a correction. And people got to remember, gold and silver are always in the course of a continual correction. For them to go up, they have to go down. And I think I alluded in the earlier hour, they have so much bad news in such a short period of time. From Goldman downgrade to Cyprus selling to margin selling to raising margin rates. But remember, there were buyers there buying it. And you're seeing gold now is slowly, you know, reforming here, retrenching here. And, gold or oil or like really any commodity, they don't go up because there's a big rash of buying jumping into it. They move up when pressure comes off. And when pressure comes off, they move higher. And anyone who, say, got on the short wagon, you know, too late when it was under 1,400, you know, 1,380 or where it went down to, now it's like 1,476. So it, you know, the pendulum swings both ways. And I think that you're probably going to see, and like I alluded earlier, Sean Boyd, who is in gold with Agnico Eagle, he predicts gold is going to go higher. And these people who work for these miners, remember, they go to work every day. They develop companies. They mine. They get. They're exploring. Agnico Eagle even went out on a buying spree and acquired a an exploration company in this crappy market. Downward market. So this is the time when they are looking at other targets to take over. A junior exploration that was $6-7 a year or two ago is trading at $1 today. You know, people, they're looking at those situations that have already done the drilling, that have already had results, and they're probably having a difficult time raising money here to expand on that on their projects. But I do believe that that gold can. I'm not the only gold bug out there. If you go to Kitco or 321 Gold or Silver Seek, Gold Seek Radio, I'm sure you'll find a whole myriad of gold bugs there. And, you know, but the consensus is generally they're bullish. And you can't be. Look at a 12-year chart on gold. Anyone who's been bearish has probably been wrong all those years. And the only time they have been right are on these short downticks, which we've seen in April. And mind you, April is a very extraordinary month, listeners, very extraordinary.
Franklin, when you look at history, you remember Bob Chapman said that gold would be $2,500, $3,500 an ounce. What went wrong?
Well, what went wrong was, in my opinion, what went wrong was when they raised the margin rates on silver and gold is what when it went wrong.
Okay, and what would Frank? What would you say? We have a lot of people in our class who have bought gold, and they bought it at 30, and now they're looking at 24 and change. When we come back, tell us what you think about that. I'm not concerned at all. I'm not concerned at all because no one's selling it at 24 and change that I know of. Frank Underhill, Vinfinelli, USAPrepares.com. Let's talk about gold when we come back, and silver when we come back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Underhill's with us. And Frank Underhill was one of Bob Chapman's trusted advisors, and Bob Chapman would call Frank Underhill, CEO of UnderhillSecurities.com, many times a day. And Bob Chapman predicted that the gold would be at $2,500 to $3,500 an ounce, and a lot of us believed that it would, and all the signs were there. I mean, all the printing. As a matter of fact, if you heard the top of the hour news right here on Genesis, you heard that QE is going to be another round of quantitative easing, and that was something that was that's not even a term in any of my textbooks from when I studied finance as a graduate student or an undergraduate student. So here we have more printing, debt-based currency, and it seems to me that there's no way for gold and silver to go but up. However, we did not hit that $2,500 an ounce or $3,500 an ounce that some of the major banks said that it would hit, as well as Bob Chapman. Frank, you thought that that was as a result of increasing the margin requirements?
Well, yes, because, you know, that right away throws a whole bunch of players and speculators out of the market right there. They got to pony up more money or sell their or close their positions out.
Mm-hmm. And Frank, I've said this many times before, I really believe that the plan is to confiscate silver from us, to confiscate gold from us, either through the marketplace or through nefarious means, more nefarious means. But I'm convinced that the central banks cannot allow gold to increase in perceived value and silver to increase in perceived value against paper currency, because if it does, everyone will want to dump the paper notes in favor of the gold and silver. So I think that when they smack it down, they have to teach us a really stiff lesson every time they do it. And they do. Boy, that painful lesson. So painful that we have to counsel people who have bought gold and silver and let them know it's still okay. It really is okay. Because we're all in the same boat together. Now, what would you rather be? Would you rather be holding paper notes or electronic digits or physical material? What would you rather hold? And that's what we keep telling them. And when we say that, they go, well, you're right. But they panic in the meantime. Are you seeing that too, or is it just me, Frank?
Well, I don't see panic. I see more concern. And then anyone who invests in this myriad has to think back, why are they investing in this, or even speculating in this sector? And the reason being is insurance hedge. You know, gold is a hedge on inflation, it's a hedge on the dollar. And right now when the dollar is strong, the risk trade is off. And I think that, and likewise, when the dollar goes down, like you see today, money goes into gold just as quickly. You look at the GLD, how it trades. People should watch these indices and see for themselves. It's because the dollar is up. That's the only reason why gold goes down, is because of the dollar. And I guess the same can be said for crude as well too. The crude doesn't go up because of a big thirst demand. It goes up because the dollar goes down, and that's what people have to bear in mind when they set foot or put a toe in this facet of investing.
So Frank, in the gold market, are you seeing insurance companies buying gold?
Well, anyone who wants my story. I was surprised to see Liberty Mutual making an investment in Pretium, which was one of Bob's favorites. And, it's not a substantial, big bet, but, it's a little investment in a company that they feel has merit down the road.
Now, insurance companies, that's nothing more than paper promises. That's what those guys do. That's all they do.
That's right, and insurance companies also do risk on, risk off trade as well, and they tend to be conservative. And I was very surprised to see that. Actually, if anyone wants the story, they can email me, and I'll send it to them.
Frank Underhill at underhillsecurities.com. underhillsecurities.com. If you want that story on Pretium, Liberty Mutual, and the buying of gold. UnderhillSecurities.com. You can contact him right through the website or page one, USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take
my.
When you go, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, there's a meetup tonight. Ziggy's, Springfield, 5:30. Preparedness. What works, what doesn't work. And I'm going to talk about an LED lighting system that I'm building for the farmhouse. It's going to cost me about $150, and it's going to provide about 200 linear feet of LED 12-volt lighting. and it can be easily solar powered. So what's happening, class, is I am finding that people who are in who've been teaching preparedness are doing exactly what I'm doing. We are starting to step up even more with more vigor our preparedness, because we think time is getting shorter and shorter. So I'm going to be doing less public appearances and those kinds of things, and I'm going to be taking care of the Finelli's farm, because my farm has been neglected while I've been on the air, and it's time for me and my family to do more of the things that we need to do. I'm going to still be on Genesis Communications Network, and still going to be on probably the afternoon broadcast for a while, but eventually I'm going to spend more and more time just on the things that I need to do to take care of our farm animals. I mean, we have well over 100 animals on this farm, and they do need our attention. So I'm going to talk about things that work, things that don't work, things that you can just forget about even spending time on, and things that you might want to spend some time on. And I want to let you know, on Thursday, Dr. Norman Shealy and I are going to be doing a live broadcast at 2 o'clock. And 3 o'clock, and you can listen live on the internet, and there'll be information on the website. We're going to be broadcasting live. We're going to be talking about why you need to take care of your health and some things that you can do to naturally lower your blood pressure. Dr. Shealy is going to be on stage with me at the DoubleTree Hotel in Springfield, Missouri. So if you want to see how funny looking I really am, it's the DoubleTree Hotel, Springfield, Missouri. And we're going to be broadcasting live at 2 o'clock and at 3 o'clock Central. And then we have this theater where a lot of people can come and hear Dr. Shealy and Dan Swindell talking about Kyani Nitro Extreme. And the doors are going to open at 6:30. And then the presentation is 7 to 8 with Dr. Norman Shealy and Dan Swindell. But I'm going to be doing a live broadcast from 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock hours right from the theater at the DoubleTree in Springfield, Missouri. Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, what would you say? I mean, insurance companies buying precious metals, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense in the traditional business model, because they simply charged us in advance for what could happen. They had actuaries that determined what the pricing should be. They've made fortunes. If you look at the biggest buildings in any town or city, they are banks and insurance companies. Neither one of them makes a product. They call what they have products, but they're not. They're concepts, and they charge us for them. Buying gold, that's completely foreign to the typical insurance model, unless they think the collapse is coming too.
Well, they're in the hedge business, and they need to, they have to, take some activity in it. And, you're talking earlier about electricity and energy. I a story that I follow very closely is that XL pipeline and how it just gets so much resistance. Here you have where corporations, oil companies, and unions, and journeymen and apprentice association, pipe fitting industry, Teamsters, even the American Jewish Committee supports XL. And why is there resistance from the Department of Energy against this kind of a project when everything is so dividing? This is one area where, everybody can agree on how vital it is. And I'd rather have us, import oil from friendly Canada. At least, they're not going to use weapons or jihadists against us, as opposed to, Middle Eastern oil, where, of course, you don't need to read too far. They're disdain for us here. So basically, I think that if we were allowed to, if that project was going on, I think it would relieve not only pressure at the pump for people, but I also think it would even help expand our dependence on energy.
You mean foreign energy?
Foreign energy, and rely on more domestic energy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, it'd be nice if we had had jobs. It'd be nice if we had people gainfully employed. What I'm hearing is more and more companies are laying off more and more people. They are having less and less hours. They're having less and less income. And it's affecting their lives. It's causing more financial stress, obviously, which I believe is leading to more suicides. I think more and more of us are taking our own lives because of the impacts of the economy. Frank, I bought a pressure cooker this weekend. It wasn't in defiance, but Williams and Sonoma, we've got a post on the website. They have pulled, it's a retailer, they've pulled from the shelves pressure cookers in sympathy for those who were killed and injured in the Boston Marathon bombing massacre. Now, I find that a problem. Pressure cookers have been removed from the store's inventory because of that. Now, on the surface, I can see maybe some of that. But what about gasoline? You know, gasoline is pretty explosive. It's been used in bombs. What about fertilizer? You know, I spread 8 tons of fertilizer on the farm in the last month, and I spread some around the farmhouse property yesterday to prevent erosion. I want to make sure that the grass acts as a filter and doesn't take the topsoil with it during these extreme rains that we're having. And so egg fertilizer can be used as a bomb. Natural gas, or you hear of natural gas explosions, you know, frequently all over the world. Why don't we pull that off the shelves too? So let's stop selling natural gas. Let's stop piping it all over. Let's remove gasoline from consumption. So, I mean, why would anybody want to be buying gasoline since it's so dangerous and since it's used in bombs? And the list goes on and on. I mean, knives...
It all borders on silliness. Like, what's next? Are they wearing briefs or boxers? Are they going to be taking, if they're wearing briefs, are they going to be taking men's briefs off the shelf? It's just over the top. You know, when I was watching one of these programs, and actually one commentator, the day they got arrested or they put a stop to it, one of the commentators says, you know, for most of the country, you know, this story is over. And the guest was saying how, no, this is only the beginning. There's going to be recovery. There's going to be rebuilding. There's going to be this and that. No, you know, like, I'm just tired of hearing it. It's just going on silliness. And this is what the managed media specializes in, that it takes a local issue and it makes it everybody's problem. You know, there's phone lines for donations, there's phone lines for help, there's you know, big mass memorials. No, look, I'm not, you know, against any of that stuff, but you don't have to make it where everybody is involved with it. You know, here in Nevada, I don't think it really had much of an impact on life here, and maybe, I don't know where you are, Vincent, to your listeners, you know, I don't think it's had a big impact. And without, you know, sounding desensitizing, you know, there's amputees from our two wars coming back that need help. And
they do.
You know, and when they talk about how big this guy's jail cell is, I think it's ridiculous. Like, who cares how big his cell is? Is it really important?
Frank, I don't watch television. I don't have time for television. I don't have time to be programmed. I don't want to be programmed. I certainly don't want to watch 20 minutes of commercials per hour. And I just can't get over. Here's the amazing thing. This may sound hypocritical. We spend an absolute fortune on advertising our Get Prepared Expo on the big TV station. And I'm thinking, I have to advertise on television to get people to know about the Get Prepared Expo. Why is that? Why are they watching TV in the first place? It makes no sense to me. And I remember I was talking to one of the sales executives at the big television station. She said, "Well, what we ought to do is advertise on the Andy Griffith Show." I said, "Are you kidding me? The Andy Griffith Show? I mean, I live in Mayberry. If you know, for lack of a better term. There's hardly anybody here, and we're still stuck in the 1960s, where I live in this town of 100 people in Missouri. But advertising on the Andy Griffith Show for people to get prepared? Come on. So we don't do that. But we do buy a lot. I mean, I spend a fortune, literally, on advertising. And it makes me crazy. I can't stand doing it. I can't stand it. But if we want to have attendance in the local market, that's what we have to do. So television is programming. It's a drug. You can just sit down. You can put your mind in park, and they will do the thinking for the next hour for you, or until you decide to get up. If you can get up, if you get out of that television trance. But I suggest that you turn off the TV, do your own research, read the news on the internet, be very discerning as to what you believe and what you don't believe. But as far as the pressure cooker, I wanted to have a pressure cooker because I want to do some canning, I want to do some vacuum packing. And class, I'll tell you the one I bought. It's made by All American. It's in Wisconsin. I bought the 21.5 quart model, and I paid $218 on the internet. I bought it on eBay, so if you want to buy one, I think that's a really good price for a brand new one. And if you want to, get a used one and risk getting out all the parts that you need and so forth and having being damaged, you can probably get one for about 30% less. But what I found is you're only going to save at the most, 30% for a used one. And that's probably going to be about 30 or 40 years old. So I bought a new one.
There's a lot of steel that goes into a pressure cooker, and I just, you know, I'm an advocate. I love tough cuts of meat. Mm-hmm. And you cook them in the pressure cooker with beef stock, it's the tenderest beef you'll ever eat.
There you go. And you can save a lot of money. You really can. And before they're banned by the federal government, you might want to you might want to fertilize your lawn this week before that's banned too. I'm Vin Finelli, tongue in cheek, really. USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
UnderhillSecurities.com. Frank Underhill's company, UnderhillSecurities.com. Class, you just heard the commercial for Atlas Survival Shelters. They were at the Get Prepared Expo right here at Lebanon, Missouri, April 6th and 7th. So they were here. And interesting concept. Top of the line shelters. You just heard the commercial. Frank, we were talking about the economy. Housing prices, what's going on with housing prices?
Well, in this locale where I am, they're going up, but there's no inventory, and you're having a manipulated, I believe, rise in real estate here. And I would say that is probably being played out in a lot of, regions of the country. And the home in my neighborhood that I think was in short sale, they're asking $199, and it went for $210. And I think that's the first home in a long time that sold for over $200,000 in a long time, like since the bubble burst there. And I was actually quite surprised they got that much for it, because the last house prior to that sold for $150, and in which my opinion is a much nicer home. So, you know, for anyone out there looking at buying, enter with a degree of caution and don't be sold just yet. Just a word of warning, caution, that's all. I was very surprised. I don't know if it's the beginning of an upward trend or if really nothing has changed since the collapse, basically.
Frank, I can tell you our daughter, living on the East Coast, is looking for a house. for a couple of years. And she would look at one and she would email me the description. I'd go to the website. I'd look at it immediately. I'd tell her what I thought based on the price per square foot, the neighborhood. And I would look, go to Google Earth, and I'd look down at at power lines and find out where the nearest power lines, high tension power lines are, high voltage power lines. I'd look at the potential blights in the area and the potential concerns. And those that were in a safe area, I would immediately tell her what I thought she should offer on it. And by the time she got my email, contacted her realtor, put the contract together that very night, by the time it was submitted, the house would be sold. And what was going on, Frank, is exactly what you're talking about. Take a house, and we'll just use your numbers of $199, selling for $210, $11,000 more than the asking price, roughly 5% more than the asking price. Amazing. And that's what was going on. Houses were selling at above ask. And it was really frustrating. And it took actually a couple of years for her to find the right house. And each time she looked, she was looking in a more and more and more expensive area. But when you go from the $150,000 to the $175,000, you really pick up a much better neighborhood typically. And then when you go from $175,000 to $200,000, the neighborhoods get even better. And then when you go from $200,000 to $225,000, they get even better. And then if you know, with each $25,000, there becomes, better and better neighborhoods. Well, what was happening is the houses were still selling at a premium. Finally, she found a house and she offered full asking price immediately, right away, and she got it. She got it. The contract was signed. And then the bank, then her bank, at the last minute said, if you want this house, you're going to have to pay another $10,000 on top of what we already agreed, because we're not going to sell it to you. And this was a short sale. What I'm saying is these banks are miserable, miserable to work with.
Short sales are very difficult to navigate through, and they take a long time.
Horrible, horrible. Frank Underhill, underhillsecurities.com. Frank, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Class, if you'd like to call Frank Underhill, you may. And 702-987-5449, 702-987-5449. 49. He's in the office right now. Link on page one, usapreparers.com. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And those of you who have gold and silver, hang on. It's going to get better.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.